This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, I took lessons. You guys all know that. Not hiding anything from you here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Feel free to get involved and get engaged. Head up to the website, therealsite.com, where you can watch live, listen live. Look, you see all the pretty stuff here that went away? You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the polls. A whole bunch of stuff you can do. And really, I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and however it is you get connected with the show is fine by me. Just connect. And for those of you who've been following the show and you know that we're moving some of our information, we're moving our way to get the information out over to, if you're on Twitter, it's Real Joe Messina. Okay? I'll give you, go ahead, I'll wait. Go do it. Real Joe Messina on Twitter. It's just, it is easier. I don't have to fight it as much. I don't have to get crazy with these boneheads as much. It's just so much easier to deal with. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address, and or you can sign up to get text messages or text, and what do you call them, alerts? Because I'm not sending something out every day. I'm not beating my brains out to make sure that you know that I'm texting you every 12 and a half minutes. I don't want to aggravate you. I want to get you informed. I want to get you tuned into the show. I want to get you informed. I mean, with all the stuff going on, I got to tell you something. I am amazed at some of the people around me that I think are engaged and involved. And I come to find out they're not engaged, not involved. It's crazy. You know, you just sit there. You guys that voted in the what is it, Cuomo, the unexcellent? I don't even know what to call him. He has lost his mind. You know, and to put us in the right frame of mind. Yeah. It's that scary. Should you be in the alternate universe, also known as New York, you don't need this guy, Mike. You don't need him to come out and take care of it. Because Cuomo's going to do it for you. Governor Cuomo came out and said that this is rich. This is such the mindset of the loons on the left. Cuomo comes out and says, I'm in line with the Pope. I find myself in agreement with him. And I think that the death penalty in our jail systems is barbaric and wrong. And I'm going to do everything I can to stop it from happening. Let that just sink in for a second. He's going to do everything he can to get rid of the death penalty. You got somebody that maybe wiped out a whole family. And they deserve to live. And yet he just signs the, you know, up to labor pains abortion bill, if you would. And I'm watching people on the left support this. Well, it brings it in line with federal law. Bullpuckies! It does not! So, again, Cuomo, if anybody close to Governor Cuomo is listening, please check and make sure he's taking his medication. Will you please? Because how do you... This is that pick-and-choose theology. How do you say in one light, or in one way, or in one conversation, hey, I'm in line with the Pope. Good guy. I agree with what he's saying. And I think, you know, killing people in jails is the wrong thing to do. However, taking them out while they're in a womb is just fine. I would love to have somebody on the left get on the phone with me, sit across from me, explain to me how this works. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And you know what? Again, it's that pick and choose righteousness. It's that pick and choose what you're going to use as a prop. I mean, he's using the Pope as a prop in this case. Well, the Pope says it's wrong to kill people in jail. Well, it's wrong for the guy in jail to kill the six people that, at home that were just enjoying a movie, don't you think? It was wrong for that guy to break into their house. It was wrong for that guy to slit their throats and shoot them in the head. That was wrong, too, don't you think? I know some of you have little kids in the car, but there are nasties that happen in the world. There are bad things that happen in the world. I'm not one of those, I mean, you don't have to stick your face in it, but I'm not one of those who believes that you should shelter your children from that stuff. Let them know what's going on. Let them see the horror. Let them see the uglies. Again, I'm not suggesting you put their face in it. I'm just saying don't let them know that there's ugly people in the world so they don't become a victim to one of them. If you're one of those people that constantly teaches that everybody's good, everybody's nice, everybody's right, I think you're asking for trouble. Some new numbers that came in. Since the shutdown began, border officials in the Rio Grande Valley at the Border Patrol sector in Texas, they've arrested over 14,000 illegal immigrants. And they picked up over 14,000 pounds of marijuana, 800 pounds of cocaine. But there's no crisis at the border. What the heck are you talking about? Let's see if Corey Duncan can calm me down on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you. you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics. They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. Kind of what I've heard today when I saw those legislators. Whatever they are. They're not legislators, really. They're clowns. I saw those clowns coming out of the meeting, you know, after they voted not to pass anything to try to open government again. But, hey, look, you know, you guys elected them, right? You elected them. They know what they're doing, right? So they must. I know this. I know some of you are going to throw up in your mouth, but they must have a plan, don't they? Yeah. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And truly, thank you for being with me. Thank you for taking the time you do. If you want to get notified by text message, you can always text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And then you'll get a notice that the show is going to start or what's coming up or what's going to be happening. Before I introduce the next guest, he's almost like a co-host, for God's sakes. Anyway, Julio Rivera is going to join us in the third hour. Julio is running away. You guys get all beat on him. He's running away to a different location, and I think we ought to let him have it in the third hour. In the next hour, I'm just going to go nuts on some of the dumbest stories floating around on that interweb thing. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with me. Corey, thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you and Tammy. You're the greatest. And for me to come on each week and give my commentary on a whole lot of wide range of subjects, I appreciate that.
Your and, opinion like that we appreciate.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I bet. I'd like to say also hello to all of our supporters that's from the chapters around the country that's tuned in and everyone else. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, you know, it's great you're on tonight because the other night, the company that we use for the chat room decided to go out of business midday and not tell anybody. So,
wow.
You know,
now,
oh,
that's,
great.
Now, that's interesting. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, and we couldn't get it up on the website. You couldn't go to it. Nobody, well, it was one of those things like, okay, whatever. So, right. I don't know if you heard me screaming because you know how I am about this stuff. I'm screaming in the first segment. Cuomo, Governor Cuomo out of New York, who, listen, I just want people to understand something. Not all Italians are alike, okay? I mean, there are some that are seriously deficient with their medication, and he's one of them. So he comes out and he says that he is in line with what the Pope has to say about the death penalty. It's barbaric, it's mean, and it's nasty, and it needs to go. So he's going to push legislation to stop the death penalty in New York because it's inhumane to kill a human being. However, this was shortly after he signed the bill for the up-to-labor abortion, that a woman should be able to have an abortion from conception all the way through to just before the first or second contraction or something. Am I living like in a Twilight Zone?
Well, this goes to show you that, how can I put this and be diplomatic about it?
Oh, you can't.
PG about it.
I mean,
because these people are idiots. Is this the same group of people that said that you can't have butter on your popcorn in New York? And, remember that?
Yeah, the same elites that you couldn't have, idiots who said you couldn't get more than a 16-ounce Coke, but you could buy two. Right?
Right, exactly.
You wanted that bad bike.
Exactly.
Trip. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, Joe, is that all of this is it's not surprising to anyone that understands how these liberal cities work and everything. You know, always, you know, coming up as the Baltimore bashing moment of the week. You know, they continue to become the California, the East Coast. New York is the same way, you know, and, you know, it's just the way it is. It's just, you know, until something changes, we're going to get the same old from the same old people doing the same old dumb rhetoric. And you know, that's what it is. You know, it's no more different than Baltimore, where you have a situation of they don't want the school police not to have weapons in school, but yet the kids can bring AK-47s and everything else to school, and there's no metal detectors or anything. So it's right. Like, you know, then you wonder why you have so many police officers that's taken and they're lateraling over to other jurisdictions around the country and in that area. So the thing of it is just that, you know, what do we want? Do we want law enforcement officers or do we want people walking around, you know, dressed in crossing guard uniforms? And, it's crazy. You can't ask a law enforcement officer to do a job if you're not going to equip them with the right equipment and, you know, allow them to do the job that they're trained to do.
I agree with you. Look at It is, and it's a cliche, and people, you know, don't get it, but we guard our money with guns, right? We got the stock market with guns. We've got people with guns all over the place to protect everything but our kids. It's just amazing
right.
to me. And, you know, look what Israel does, and look how safe their kids are, and how many mass shootings have they had at their schools, and, you know, they're in the middle of the war zone, if you would. And we still
right.
don't see the reason for it. This doesn't make any sense.
Right, but, well, they won't see the reasons for it until, you know, you get mass shootings. If you get mass shootings, then it's like, you know, that's why I say I'm not degrading mass murder or whatever. Like, it should be, you know, you're really looked at in that way. But the thing of it is that you get mass murder every day, and you know, you live close to any of these liberal cities. I mean, look,
yep.
Baltimore City had 8 people get shot, one person killed Monday, and that was in broad daylight between the hours of 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. within that time. So, you know, it's the same. It should be looked at in the same way of mass murder. It's just that it's not happening right all at the same time. In a fraction, what difference does it make? One murder is one too many murders, if you ask me. But, you know, the problem is not the law enforcement officers. The problem is the politicians and the
oh,
way
yeah.
that the laws have been interpreted. You know, it's just like I had ESPN the other day. The they're so far liberal, it's not even unreal. I mean, it's just unreal that people like this actually call themselves journalists. And now they got the owner of the Patriots and Jay-Z, and they talking about releasing, trying to get all these people released that's got these lesser felonies, lesser felonies or misdemeanors. But the thing of it is this, if you break the law, that's where you should go. You should go to jail. If you're not going to go to jail, why make laws? I mean, if I'm going to say, okay, if I steal this, if it's not this much, then we're just going to slap you on the wrist. No, that's not right. A law is a law.
No, I agree with you. And you look at even Chicago coming into 2019, they're touting the fact that they've had 3 less people killed this time last year to this year. You're going, wow, there's a badge I want to stand behind. I'm Joe Bacino, your host, listen to Real Side. Back more with Corey Duncan after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate voted on rival plans on ending the federal government shutdown. The Senate voted down 2 proposals that were designed to fund the government and end the partial shutdown. The first bill included billions of dollars in border wall funding that the president had requested.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 47.
The second bill, with language already approved by the Democratic-controlled House, was a clean version with no border funding attached, but it fell 52-44. The continued impasse has put the squeeze on moderates in Congress, including Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
The folks that I work for back home are telling me very clearly, enough already.
Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin.
Our mission is to open up government and how we can do it in a responsible manner.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563, and I really appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweetings, and truly being part of the conversation, seriously. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really appreciate the time that you're getting involved and engaged in the conversation. But I know tonight you came here to hear somebody a little bit more sane than I am. I noticed I said a little bit more sane than I am. Corey Duncan joins us as he does. What? I was close, right? always a pleasure to have you, Corey.
Always a pleasure to appear, sir. Now, thank you for having me. You know, you got to stop saying those kind of things about me because none of them are true.
None of them?
They are humble.
All right, so I'm going to stop telling people you're a good guy. No problem. That's it.
Oh, no, I'm definitely not a good guy. Anybody would tell you that.
I know. I talked to your daughter earlier today. You better sleep with one eye open. That's all I got to say.
Hey, Joe. I have too much humility to be bad.
So... You know, I love talking to you about the inner city and some of the stuff going on, especially during the East Coast. And during the break, I said to you, you know, Philadelphia, they've got a new attorney general in there. I mean, the guy, check this out. The guy used to be a defense attorney. Now, that's unheard of. You don't have a defense attorney become the attorney general because the whole idea behind the attorney general, you want an aggressive prosecutor in that chair. Right? So now you got a defense attorney. And last year in Philadelphia, they were up by 351 homicides, right? 12% from the year before. And they're starting off 2019, their crime rate's through the roof because they're coming in, the policemen are arresting them, or were. The cops were arresting these guys, and because the AG was making deals with them, not getting them into court, so it looked like he was winning cases, they're out in 3 months, they're out in 6 months, they're out, you know, whatever. It's like a revolving door. But you say it all the time, it's so true. And if my Philadelphia listeners, what is wrong with you people? Why do you keep electing these kind of people? Why do they keep electing these kind of people, Corey? I don't get it.
They keep electing these kind of people because it's a big deception. Not only that, it's strategically to have these people come in the country, and we already know that our politicians are already bought and paid for on both sides. And the thing of it is that they're brought in for whatever purposes they need. The Democrats have them here for the purpose of illegal voting. We have nothing. It has nothing to do with being humanitarian because of their situation was there. Because if the situation they had back in their country, if they had any kind of guts, you know, that's just, you know, no offense intended, jumping the subject, but that's just like I heard this week, and you know, well, I didn't hear it. I saw it with my own two eyes that Afghanistan has sold back into the Taliban's hands.
Right. Yep.
And Iraq is basically in Iran's and probably North Korea or China's hands. So basically, we went there and we did all we did for all of those that served in Iraq or Afghanistan, basically for nothing. I mean, it was for some, but it was for nothing. So. You know, it's disheartening when I hear people say, well, we should do this with Syria, or we should go into Venezuela or do this or that. You know, I'm not going to say these people because I don't want to be misquoted, but I would say if the citizens of the countries that claim that they have all these dictators, you have to understand, when you have a situation like this, the people that's doing this, that's doing all this dictating, there's only maybe about a couple hundred of them, or maybe the rest of them are either frightened or either they just going to go along and get along, or the rest of them are communists. So the thing of it is, but you see them coming, trying, you know, caravans of them coming here by the groves. And I'm like, if you all just grow, if you just get some guts and go back and fight for your country and fight and kick them out, it can be taken care of. We need to stop going around trying to help these countries and nation building.
And
every
themselves.
Time we get the nation building, we become occupiers. And when we become occupiers, they are a problem. That becomes the problem. We want to always be the police officer, but the thing of it is that we don't have an exit plan. No commander. No. But see, it's not the commanders, the military commanders that create this kind of situation. It's the politicians. It's the people that sit behind the desk and say, well, you know, or think, you know, nuclear war or atomic detonation is a joke. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. They kill 8 million people, vaporize. And I know I live close to, you know, a high area with Fort Hood not too far away. And back in Maryland where I was working at, I mean, come on, D.C. is nothing but one gigantic bullseye. And so the thing is, and you can't run from this. You can't hide. I want everyone to understand, if you think that this is gonna happen, or you know, we should do this to this country, do that to that country. They have, if you haven't been reading the news, Russia, China, North Korea, and all of them are starting to band together. Go, stop watching it. You know, it's sad when you gotta have to hear news on the 700 Club with Pat Roberts, and you can't hear it on CBS, NBC, Fox, or even the great Fox conservative network. You can't hear it there. So the thing of it is that we all need to start, you know, really putting our focus on something that we really need to be jumping up and down about and really care about.
Okay, but
besides this other stuff.
You're my military expert for the moment, so... So, and I agree with you. We've gone into some of these places. We haven't done the work that either we need to do or trained up. The Afghanistan, for instance, I heard the Afghanistan, I think it was the president saying that, look, we don't want you to pull out, we still need your help. And I'm thinking, we've been there all this time. When do your people step up to take care of their homeland? You know, the difference between this country, when we say America's great or make America great again, you know what we mean? Here's what happens. When the invaders come in, an old guy like me will find a gun, a baseball bat, or a car big enough to take out 10 or 12 or 15 of these people. It seems like most of these other countries, they don't do that. The invaders come in, they run towards us screaming for help, and we go help them. So how do we fix it over there? How do we help Afghanistan shore up and Iraq shore up and what have you, so that we don't have to keep having to do this? Can we?
Well, again, you cannot make people, you cannot make the citizens of these countries do and stand up for the country. They have to do it. We tried that in Iraq. And we left, and we they were trained properly. And then we get stories, and we start to learn through other apparatus that they're cutting and running. They leave the weapons and run off. You know, when they get into a firefight, and the ones that do stay and fight, you know, they're overwhelmed. Then they either kill them or they become prisoners. So, you know, we have to be very cautious about doing stuff like that because you have to have an exit plan, and you also have to have people that the citizens of those countries are supposed to take some sort, to have some sort of pride, and also to understand that running is not fixing the problem. Running to our country is not fixing the issue in your country. So you're going to give up everything. You think that's what I would do? You think that's what Joe would do? You think anybody in the chat room probably would do that, or anybody that's listening? Well, I think we all take pride in being Americans, and I'm pretty sure somebody said the other day, man, what about if they tried to invade us? I don't think that would go down really good with a lot of people here or whatever, and I know I'm one of them in particular. That would not go well. And it might start off well for them, but it won't, you know, a Red Dawn situation. But, you know, the thing of it is you have to understand that it becomes about accountability. And if you allow people and tolerate that kind of stuff, then you should get what you allow.
Yeah, cheers up, Corey. I was reading an article a while back about why the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, why they didn't come for the mainland, because they would have caught us totally off guard. And the emperor and some of his smarter people around him say because there's a rifle in America, there's a rifle behind every blade of grass. You know, they knew that we were armed. They knew that we would fight to protect ourselves. Where Hawaii was limited, and they could do the greatest amount of damage. And even that, I'm sure you have heard all those pseudo conspiracy stories about how Roosevelt had, you know, that was unprecedented for all ships to be in harbor all at one time in a place like that. So,
well it does kind of bring up some questions. Uh-oh. But I won't touch that because I mean during war you don't leave your ships in port and you also move your air force around. You don't leave them.
You don't leave them in the same place. All right. I'm Joe Messina. It's always a pleasure. Corey Duncan will be with us after the break. Don't go far. You will enjoy. I guarantee. Well, if you're not here, you won't enjoy it. You lose out. We'll be back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
I'm telling you from the bottom of, I don't plan these things, okay? But, even with that said, couldn't do this today, could you? I was joking with you. You know, do you think Barry White could have had a career
with
today?
A cup,
I mean, seriously.
With a couple of his surgeons, I could. Muscle relaxes.
Oh, God. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Let's not play around. You can head up to TheRealSide.com. Watch live, listen live. You take the poll, but let's get to it. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week. I always have a good time with him when he's on the show with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that he spends with me, because we get a lot of good information when he's on. Hey, listen, you've got friends in D.C. Tell me, is Pelosi on drugs for real? Come on, let me know.
Well, you know what it looks like. It looks like she's on drugs. But I asked the doctor this week. I said, when you have a Botox attack, what happens? She's like, just look at Nancy Pelosi. You start blinking, and you look like, you know, you look like a slot machine. You know, after you win, it's a bing, 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 bing. That's what she looked like. So, you know. Old Frisbee. You know, I always call her old Frisbee face and stuff. You know, hey, look, for all of you out there that like Nancy Pelosi, please remember, be a thinker. and not a thinker, like Apollo said in the movie Rocky. Don't be a thinker, not a thinker. Stay away from that woman. That woman has some faces that you only make inside the latrine. That's what I'll say.
God. Well, you know what? Somebody said, I think it was the New York Times posted a piece and said that, you know, President Trump is not used to dealing with powerful women or being challenged by powerful women. And, well, I joke. I said, have you met Ivanka? I mean, seriously, right? I mean, anyhow, no, that's, they got to do anything they can to tear him down. So this week here, the Los Angeles Unified School District, the teachers went on strike. And part of what they went on strike for was they felt that the class sizes were too big, okay? And they didn't have the money they need to do the work. And I always get the biggest kick out of this because the biggest districts in the country, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, they're always having problems. Oh, D.C. is a big one, too. They always have trouble, and it's always about money. When you look around the country, there are plenty of school districts, inner city districts, that don't get as much money, but they do well. I mean, education has to be changed. We have to change the way that we're dealing with, and these kids are coming out, a good portion of them can't even read. But you have a different take on education, don't you?
Yes, sir. And always, you have to have an alternative. You also had an alternative to putting certain, one reason is that you have educators, and the educators are in the schools. The teachers are awesome. But the only problem about that is that you have to, in certain liberal cities like Baltimore where they get beat up, you have to protect them because that's why you get teachers now and they're like, okay, you didn't come to school for 300, well, whatever, how many days in the school year you passed. And that's just so you can keep your job, keep your life, or,
keep the money.
You got to make, right, because they need the federal money. So we already know what that's about. One thing is we come out, me and Anna and our family to come out with a new plan. The Grassroots Conservative Association group come out with our Christian Conservative Prep schools and our trade schools, and also with Christian Conservative colleges in 2025. But the thing of it is all of this is nice. It's nice to have these schools, but the thing of it is it's not about money. I know a lot of people say, well, how did you do all that? Yeah, it was with my wealth. Well, with the wealth of the Grassroots Conservative Association group. But the thing of it is you can have $10. It's all in how you use the money. It's all in how you have to have really, really intelligent people that understand finance, like my beautiful wife, Anna. And the thing of it is, it's not only just about finance. You have to have a plan that's foolproof. You know, I see a lot of people, they start things and they do this and they do that, and they don't have a plan. A plan is not just the make money. A plan is not just to say, hey, this is what we're going to do, and then after this, we're just going to roll with it and see. No, that's not a plan. That's a recipe for destruction. And that's why I say you can't. It's not all about that. You have to have the right people and the right components set in place to understand what your agenda is. And that's what a lot of people don't have. They don't have an agenda. But our agenda here, the Grassroots Conservative Association group, I ask everyone to continue to follow us at www.conservativegen.com and to follow our education initiatives for 2019 and beyond, our events, and especially my beautiful wife Anna and her series that she has every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. It's called Empowered Women, and I ask that you come by. I know a lot of people don't really want to touch upon it or whatever. And I'd like to thank our good friend that's a part of the Grassroots Conservative Association group. Welcome aboard, Mr. Cleveland A. Rhodes. I know he's listening, and I know a lot of our chapters are jumping up and down about that because guess what? Not in the too far future, is a network coming out. And like I said last week, we're looking for the next person to replace Joe, to replace me, replace everyone else, because guess what? That's what we need. We need the Young American Network to get involved in the Young Americans, because that's what it's called, the Young American Network. And it's not sponsored by the Grassroots Conservative Association group. It's sponsored by someone else. I mean, the thing of it is, it doesn't come out in 2020, but it's a plan that's foolproof, and it's to put the young Americans where we need to see them, out in front. Nobody needs to see me or my wife, Anna, or anyone that's involved in our group, Gabriella or Cleveland, or even our friend, Joe. Nobody needs to see them. We need to see the young Americans. And the one thing that's evident about all of this, God, family, country, and education. First, we need to put God back into the schools. Second, we need to get an education situation where it's actually it's achievable than to sit up and say, no child left behind, this or that, and, you know, give me votes, and then we all forget about it. Well, guess what? This part of the movement we'll never forget about because we are solely dedicated to that. And I hope everyone else can understand what we're saying and to get on board, www.conservativegen.com. Every Wednesday night, Corey, Anna, and friends, Christian Conservative Education Hour, sponsored by the Grassroots Conservative Association Group. And in a couple weeks, I will be doing the same thing about the young men. I cannot wait for that.
No, it's look, it is so neat. You already know. I don't blast it out all over the place, but I've been working with a lot of young guys and a group of young guys and trying to teach them again. And I say again because society is teaching them just the opposite of what they're supposed to be, teaching them it's okay to be a man, that there's no such thing as toxic masculinity, okay, and it's okay to want to take care of your family. It's okay to want to provide for your family. It's okay to want to love God, love your kids, love one wife. It's okay for all of that. There's nothing wrong with it. Because, you know, society's taught them just the opposite. So it does take guys like you stepping up, me stepping up, and others that want to step up and help these kids out. Otherwise, who's going to teach them?
Well, the thing of it is, Joe, you got to have dedication. You got to have dedication about this. And it's not about, you got, you know, as I said before, the GRCAG is, I'm the founder, my wife Anna is a co-founder, and we're nonprofit. We're not getting anything from this. And, you know, I also want to talk about the Christian Conservative retreat that we're going to be doing this summer, the Brazil. And the thing with this, when we go there, we're not just going to go there to, you know, the talk. We're going to go there to understand. We're taking a lot of young people with us because we want them to see that it's about being dedicated and giving back. That's what it's about. You know, a lot of people need to see things that humble them instead of things that they can sit up and, you know, trying to make a buck or this or that. This is not, if that's what you're in it for, then you're in it for the wrong reasons. And you know, I'm not here to bust nobody's chops or whatever like that. But the thing of it is, it's sad to see a lot of people that have good intentions, but they just have the outcome of what they're trying to achieve is truly sinister.
Well, look at when it comes to education, it has gotten to the point where it's about the money, not about the kids. It has come to the point where, you said it earlier, they have to get them out of the school. If they don't graduate enough kids or the graduation rate's so low, then they lose federal funding, and the school districts frown upon losing federal funding. But, you know, I've seen it, and I've done this story, and I've talked to you about it, where there was a charter school in L.A., and they came into a school that was failing miserably. It was actually had a 73% dropout rate. Well, they came in, and in a short period of time, they flipped it. They turned it into a 70% graduation rate. And they said the biggest thing that they did, the first thing that they did, was they interviewed every teacher. And any teacher who said, I'm just trying to get these kids through school, was fired. Period. We no longer needed your services. And they got teachers in there that were willing to work, willing to stay longer, understood the kid's situation, and made it a safe place to be. And that's how they flipped it around. So, you know, again, maybe we need to take the federal government out of it. Maybe we need to give the school X amount of dollars, period, end of discussion. And if you do really bad, we'll let the parents take over the school again. So I don't know. But how do they find you, Corey?
www.conservativegen.com. As I say, always, education is power, power education. And as I always like to say also, as my man Apollo said, be a thinker, not a stinker. And remember that, because Pelosi's a stinker.
Oh.
They had no proof. She's disgusting, and she's ugly.
Oh, and they just refused to pass the bill to pay our Coast Guard men. But it's our fault. Because Trump won't get what he wants. Anyway, we're going to talk about that more after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Reset. Come on back. Get your coffee. Get a snack. I'll be back with you in a few minutes.